We're talking about Gardano live from Nashville. Took part in the FSTA draft last night alongside Chris Meany. And Gardano, you took one closer in Kelvin Herrera. You took him in the 11th round. You have other relievers, but no other closers. What went with that strategy?
We were actually deciding at that point when we didn't get the relievers that we were going to get, were we going to kind of punt the category totally or try to get a closer and then see what we can piece together during the course of the year? And we decided to do that at that point. We didn't get one of the top guys. This is a league is not one where you get nine pitchers and you're required to have two have to be relievers. The only stipulation is that 900 innings. So we kind of went halfway, and we're going to see if we can piece this together as we go along.
Should have learned no half measures in fantasy football or baseball or any sport.
Well, you know what? There's one thing I've learned. I see plenty of people have in both football and baseball have their first round pick go down, and if they know what they're doing, they can piece things together along the way. And the closer position in baseball is one thing. Is I guarantee you there is somebody that has not been taken here who's at all during the draft who's going to turn out to have value as a closer at some point during the year.
Of course.
I guarantee it happens
every
year.
Of course, absolutely.
So we're going to hope to focus on that.
Fair enough.
So that's where we are.
Aaron Judge took a gamble on him late.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, right? So now it's slim pickings. And so, all right, where can we go? Let's look for upside and that's that. It wasn't much brain surgery there. Mm-hmm. The same thing with the last pick, Souza.
Souza
Jr. It was just like, all right, who's got some upside that is still on the board, and we went there.
More guys like that.
Mike, if there's one pick, yeah. So Mike, if you had one pick to do over, who was the one guy that you wish you didn't take?
Probably Pujols. Not that we don't want him in the spot that we took him. Probably him. I would think that would be the guy. We were really happy with Pomeranz in the 18th.
Why is that? Because Drew Pomeranz might not even be in the starting rotation in Boston. He could just be a lefty specialist.
I think to just focus on who's the opening day starting roster is shallow thinking.
Thank you.
He's going to be a starting pitcher. He went through a healthy year for the first time in a long time. And so he showed he can be durable now. He did have some problems when he came over, and it was really interesting. It was sporadic. He was either lights out or he got shelled in some of these starts here with Boston. But we like the talent. We're just going to hope it comes through.
Tony, obviously you're a big Boston fan. Drew Pomeranz, what are you expecting from him this year?
He's going to start out in the bullpen, and then he'll find his way into the rotation. I think they want to keep his innings down, and this is the way to go about it.